Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up and welcome in This League. It's our show. It's the crazy sports show where we talk fantasy. We try to not talk sports when we can. We talk about pop culture with authors Chris Welsh and Scott Bogman.
Famous authors.
Respected
it's
authors.
Us and Mark Twain.
Respected authors.
That's right.
Of the 99-2019 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates book, which at this moment is on Amazon. Only in paperback. We're going to talk
only
about that
in paperback. What I believe you said, the Illuminati is keeping us from getting the PDF on there.
Yeah, it's my Alex Jones. It's a Amazon with
the lizard people.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something here, right here. No, this is going to be the truth. I'm going to tell you about the truth. Amazon and their upper management, they are blood-sucking vampires. They are trying to keep everybody outside of the knowledge that they are hiding the lizard people. Why do you think that Amazon purchased Whole Foods? Because they want healthy food? No, they want the elite to eat healthy. They are draining the blood of teenage children so these vampires can live and not publish the 99 Fantasy Baseball Players book.
Yeah, now I got to ask you a question. How much Alex Jones did you actually listen to do that awesome impression?
You know what I did? I mean, I have been intertwined to be around that world for a long time, but I have a new semi-passion, and everybody else has been there. I've been kind of the anti-hipster. You know when there's like something going on, everyone's doing it, and you're just like, nah, like, I'm not going to do that because everyone else is doing it. I've crossed over to Joe Rogan. I'm in on Joe Rogan now. And
oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank God someone discovered him.
I mean, I know the guy needs some help. He needs some hits. And he
only has 15 minutes of advertisements before any show that he has.
Yeah. Well, the guy has a podcast where the millions and millions of listeners, his YouTube clip videos get 4.5 million views, which I mean, the guy is loaded. So I don't actually listen as much podcast wise because the guy puts like a daily show that's 3 hours and it's like, right, I got
to
give.
You can pick one like of the last 10 that you like and listen to it for a week.
I literally have this one with Brian Cox, which if you're familiar with him from Joe Rogan stuff, he's fascinating. It's about space and life. And I listened to this episode for 4 days and I'm like a 3/4 of the way through. But here's my bit, though, is sometimes at night I might put a Rogan one on if there's something interesting going on. For some reason, a couple nights ago, I put on one from last year. It was him, Joey Diaz, or not Joey Diaz. I don't know who the other guy was.
No, Joey Diaz is on a lot. So,
and Alex Jones. It was the Alex
and
Jones.
Alex Jones?
Alex, yeah, because Rogan's buddies with Alex Jones, or he was, because then I found another clip that he did from 3 shows ago where I guess he's beefing with Jones now. But him and Alex are buddies, and they did a
Joe Rogan doesn't believe in the lizard people.
Oh, I mean, he's actually starting rumors that Rogan was pissed off about. Like, the mainstream media doesn't want Joe Rogan to be able to talk to Alex Jones. He is a Manchurian candidate for the media. He is trying to suppress the information for the American public, and I am going to expose him. So
that guy is such a scumbag.
Like, so, but I listened to the whole thing.
Crazy conspiracy theories aside, like,
careful,
you know, call calling up the parents of the shooting victims and saying you're a liar.
That's the drama. That's the drama, by the way, with him. That's the whole thing. Like, the episode is really interesting with Rogan that I was listening to because Alex is a little bit subdued.
Rogan will act like he believes.
No, he kind of does. But see, this is from about a year and a half ago, and these guys are buddies. The first hour, Alex is relatively subdued, but then they start drinking, and then things kind of start to pop off, and Joe's trying to keep him centered,
reined in,
and then and then Joe does an incredible impression of him. No. So back to everything you were saying, Amazon does not want to publish
AKA the
ebook
lizard
version.
People.
Yeah, I mean the Illuminati and the Amazon, the Jeff Bezos. You think Jeff Bezos is getting? He's out there getting with the what's the thing? I'm forgetting the
lizard people.
He getting blackmailed for his infidelity. You think that's what this is about? No, it's not. It's about the mainstream media and the suppression of knowledge.
Lamestream media.
But Amazon won't post our ebook.
I don't get it.
I don't. And I said it's
emails,
a conspiracy.
You know, I'm sure they were very calm, like Alex Jones himself, the emails.
I may have put a couple tweets out that talked about that they the reason Amazon bought Whole Foods was to it's really to suppress the lizard people. And it was to be able to feed the healthy Amazon or Whole Foods eating people to the rich. And the Illuminati and the Rothsteins.
So wait a minute. The rich people eat the people that went to Whole Foods?
Well, really what they're doing
cannibals.
Is they want healthy blood so then they can have transfusions because they are a version of vampires. And they take in the healthy blood of the young so that they can live a longer life, a healthier life.
I gotta be honest, I feel like I'm listening to Alex Jones right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm being all calm and I'm gonna get all crazy. But I just don't understand it. So here's the deal. We have a book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates for 2019.
Guaranteed no lizard people in it.
No. I think they're afraid of the truth. I think Amazon is afraid of what the 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates is going to expose. They
right.
don't want, if you, here, let me tell you something. Here's a selling point.
Gonna expose terrible draft picks.
If you want to shut up the lamestream media, you believe in America. If you believe in the freedom that this country has, you want to take down the bad people, the vampires, the Rothsteins, the conspiracies, you need 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates because Amazon doesn't want you to have it. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot have unless it's super illegal. But you can buy a paperback book. So, I wish I could answer what's going on. So we got this book.
Yeah, because we've got tweets like any. I mean, it's available on the website. You know, you can go to inthisleague.com and find it there.
A PDF version.
PDF file.
Yep, absolutely.
You get the paperback version on Amazon. Somehow that got approved. Even though we had to change stuff on there. We had to change the spine of the book, whatever, the writing was too big, so we had to go in and change
this
that.
This is a perspective.
That was changed.
I was talking to my wife about this, Bogman, on Tuesday, February 5th or something, due to other issues. We submitted the book, the ebook, put it on, boom, submit. We did not submit the paperback version until February 7th, 2 days after. Mind you, all this is a PDF that goes through Kindle, and Kindle just makes it an ebook that we submitted on Tuesday.
A Kindle.
We submit 2 days later the version for a printed paperback. As you mentioned, 12 hours after, maybe it was on the 6th. No, it was on the 7th. 12 hours after, we get a notification that the spine was, there's something wrong on the spine of the book. Got it fixed, resubmitted, like, February 7th at 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. or something like that. On February 8th, on Friday, midday, the paperback is available. How did the paperback take 12 hours of revision to become able to purchase yet an ebook since Tuesday is not available? They are hiding something from us.
That's the only explanation.
Yeah. They're hiding something from us.
I just don't get it. Like, it's a PDF, man.
What's going to happen? All you guys are going to send
it to people.
You're all going to come to our website, try to buy our book, and then it's going to crash. I'm sure that'll totally be because of traffic, not because of Amazon and their ploy to hide the truth, suppress the truth.
Suppress the truth.
Listen, we've got the people. We got the whistleblowers. You want to know what the whistleblowers in this book are?
What are they doing?
Paul Spohr. Eno Saris, Jason Collette, Joe Pisapia, Fantasy Baseball Writer of the Year, Alex Chamberlain, Nick Pollock.
It's a fantasy baseball Illuminati.
It's a these are the whistleblowers to the truth.
The whistleblowers.
Of fantasy baseball for 2019. They're blowing the whistle on all of these matchups, and they're telling you what is going down. There's more, by the way. The RotoWire crew is in there. Rob Sill, I mean, the list keeps going. We got Roto World, Roto Wire, Fangraphs, The Athletic.
Getting bigger and bigger.
USA Today. Everybody, all of these whistleblowers are involved in this book, and Amazon's trying to suppress it. You know what you need to do? Fight against the man. You go to InThisLeague.com right now, buy a PDF, and then you know what you do? Also go buy the paperback on Amazon so you have both, and you're going to stick it to the man.
Stick it to him.
Stick it. Let me ask you something. Somebody did say to me that they didn't like the look of 99 and then 2019. Should we change that at the title? See how it goes. 99, 2019 fantasy baseball player debates. It could go 99 fantasy baseball to player. It's 2019.
Whoa. You said that way too fast and my brain exploded.
So currently the title says 99 space 2019, so number back to back looks weird.
Okay.
Fantasy baseball player debates. Or we could change it to say 99 fantasy baseball player debates 2019. Should we do that?
I don't care.
Is that what Amazon doesn't like about us?
Maybe. Maybe it's saying there are 99,000 or 992,019 player debates. Maybe that's what it thinks that there is, but there's not enough baseball players in the world for that. I think we'd have to go down to the little league level.
Well, there might be if there's a DH in the NL.
If we're counting all the lizard people, there's that many people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's more conspiracy. Maybe baseball's behind this. Maybe they don't want us exposing this because they got too much stuff going on right now. Can't get Bryce Harper signed. Might get a DH in the NL and people are going to riot. Though they did say, by the way, that that we will not have a DH until at least 2022.
Right. I think they would have to, because I mean that is a big deal for teams as far as their build goes. Yeah. You know, that's a lot of. I saw someone put out a list,
but they need to approve it though. Like I get what they're saying. It needs to be approved now. To your point, and then it goes into place 2022, so teams can react with drafts and free agency.
Right, exactly. So, but I did see someone put out a list of, you know, like players that would be benefiting this year if they instituted the DH. But, you know, for like the D-backs, it was Christian Walker.
Oh, let's pull that up. I saw that too, because I thought there was an interesting list and there's a couple that I thought were odd. But yeah, no, I mean, there are guys in the, I mean, I talked about this. Who the hell do we talk about this with? I was talking about Willie Calhoun. You know, Willie Calhoun.
I think with Joe on the Black Book show.
Was it? Yeah, because that was a guy, you know, that with the Dodgers, Willie Calhoun was known for the hit tool, but he's kind of smaller, kind of a weird body, bad defense. He came up as a second baseman, and then they tried him in the outfield, and he's just not athletic enough in the outfield. You know, like, he didn't have as much space to cover when you're at second base. You know, in a whole outfield. So you're relatively, if you can cover the range that you're in, you're not as exposed as the outfield, but he just couldn't do any of it. And, you know, they're going to play him in left in Texas, but ultimately he's probably, I mean, if he starts, but ultimately he's probably just more of a DH. But that's a guy that a team might not want to move on from, knowing that, all right, well, we're going to have the possibility to not have to play him defensively and we can just put his bat in the lineup.
Right, exactly. So I'm trying to find this
and also, well, while you're looking, the other thing that we talked about that's interesting about this entire process is a guy like Brendan McKay, or even free agent like Matt Davidson, who just went to the AL. He went to the Rangers. Guys like that. I'm not saying that a guy like Brendan McKay wasn't an option for NL teams or anything like that, but you know, you just might have NL teams being more aggressive, knowing that they can DH and, you know, let a guy pitch and not have to, if they have a two-way player like Ohtani or McKay, that the idea that they could throw him at a DH is a much, much better shot, and just maybe make these guys a lot more willing to spend the money, and maybe it opens up free agency a little bit. If we had a free agency where anybody signed with a damn team.
Oh, my God. You know, Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's just sign. Now, I found an article. It's not the same one that I
were you looking
had seen
Bogman,
before.
Did you look on Twitter or did you look on Google? Because if you
looked
I looked on Google
and there's a sporting news from 2 days ago, from the 7th.
I'm typing in NLDH on Twitter. I will bet you I find it not almost instantly.
Yeah, look at that. So this one has the Diamondbacks. Oh, God.
I'm going to type in Christian Walker's name, and I bet that gets it instantly on Twitter, because who is typing? Found it.
Their beneficial one was Yasmani Tomas here.
Okay. By the way, this is from 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates contributor from RotoWire, Derek Van Riper. He put the
DVR. Yep, that's who it
was. Do you want me to read off who they are?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's do it when we get back from break, because we've only got about a minute and I don't want to get into these too much here. But the tease is Derek Van Riper put out a tweet that's got all teams and the offensive beneficiaries. And there's even a little conversation in there about pitchers. Did you see Syndergaard where he was like, don't take away the hitters being able to hit? No.
No, he was like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
No. Just a bunch of don't do it. No. Don't kill my dog. Just
focus on staying on the mound. Let's not worry about the hitting so much. All these pitchers that are all worked up about hitting, like, why don't you stay on the mound?
Why don't you figure it out?
What would you say you do here? So
what would you say you do here?
We're gonna go to break. I don't know if in the time of this show we'll get any resolutions if the Illuminati, known as Amazon and the Rothsteins, want to release the book to the public. It's not public knowledge. But again, we tell you, this fight is in your hands. You can fight the man directly with your dollars that become our dollars with our book. So InThisLeague.com and Amazon for the hardback. 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debate. Support it. We'll be back, though. We're going to talk about the potential benefits in the NL for the DH if it were to go down. And we've got a ton more. Little Super Bowl hangover, NBA trade deadline, big star in the MLB got hurt. We'll be back, though.
That you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We're back. They didn't shut us down. They tried. They're always trying.
They are always trying.
Always trying to shut us down.
But we won't have it, boy.
No. Sorry
about my voice, by the way.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't do Alex. You can't do any of that stuff, right?
No. I just start hacking uncontrollably, and it's no good for anyone.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, welcome back. It's In This League. InThisLeague.com. You can check out our stuff. Please go check out our book. Lots of book whoring going to go on over the next couple shows. Just letting y'all know, if you guys do love us, we've ever entertained you, time to step up to the plate and let us know that you appreciate it. The drama that we had surrounded around this book. Let me tell you something. We have we do secret shows, comedy shows over on our insider program, patreon.com/ITL Army. Not that anyone, it just is like finding our show randomly. Everyone that listens all the time. So you know all the stuff. And I know it's annoying, but we got a secret show coming up in next week for February 15th. That show is going to, I feel like it's got the workings to be quite a show. Like, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Don't know.
Like,
can't help you.
An expose, similar to us exposing Amazon. It's going to be an expose of insider of the drama we had, because literally day before to release the book, we're like, all right, let's go, and we got effed so hard.
Right,
so unexpectedly in the A, it was unbelievable. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the disgusting thing that happened to Bogman while he was sick. Can I ask a real quick question, just as a little teaser? Has there been any form of a follow up?
Sure hasn't.
Oh, all right, that's going to be. Then you know what you need to do.
I'm saving it for social media after our show.
Oh, but hit them up like one or two more times before, just as one last little shot. I mean, if they're
I don't know how else to.
Well, if they're on the Amazon plan, you'll hear from them in 5 to 30 business days. So
that's true. Yeah. I guess I just need to find a main email address and send it to them, because I tried complaining through the app and nothing.
There's no way what happened to you, I would let 2 days go by without talking to somebody, because
I think I need tests done on me now. Like, yeah. There's a lot going on there. Yeah, so
it's a lot. So for only $5, that's our sergeant level over on Patreon. You'll get access to like our ranks that we got that are in the book and updated, and you'll also get those secret shows, and we'll be doing that on February 15th, 2 shows a week. So all right, a little bit of horror in there. Don't worry, more is coming, so just strap yourselves in. We were talking when we left the last segment about the guys that would benefit as far as what they're part-time in the NL if they were DHs. Now, this is kind of like this is just a for the sake of it type of argument, because, again, they said that 2022 would be the earliest, if this was agreed upon, that the NL would be or the NL would adopt the DH. But our guy Derek Van Riper, who is in the book and very smart and has a very beautiful voice, best voice in the industry. Hello, I'm Derek Van Riper. Let me tell you, here's his tweet. I'm gonna just say it at a very quick glance. These are the biggest net PT winners if the NL adds DH before the 2019 season, which isn't happening. So
I just want him to read me Goodnight Moon.
If we did an audiobook of our book, he would do it.
Oh, it'd have to be.
He'd be like the announcer, too. No, he'd be like the announcer, too. He'd be like, weighing in at a lot of pounds, blah, blah, blah.
Scott Bogman.
So here are the guys. I'm going to go per tweet, because he's putting 5 teams per. He's just doing divisions.
Okay, I got this article from Sporting News. We can see if any of these guys match up.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, so Arizona, you said your article has Yosmani Tomas.
Right, which is wrong.
DVR has Christian Walker.
That's the guy.
That is the guy. He's like, he's actually not even really a quad A player. He just hits the ever-living crap out of the ball in the minor leagues. He's not... I wouldn't call him an immensely like high talented hitter guy. Yeah, but he's just never been given an opportunity.
Right.
He could hit 20 homers if given the opportunity. It's just...
Dude, he might hit against lefties this year with Lamb hitting against righties. They might wind up platooning those guys. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It's so embarrassing. I mean, you know what, though? I'm all for it. Jake Lamb can hit no lefty.
You know the difference between him and Patrick Corbin's batting average against lefties is difference is?
Oh, no. What?
0.004.
Oh, no. Is it in favor of Corbin?
No. Oh. Well, it's in favor of Lamb, but
barely.
Not by much.
He's so embarrassing.
That's a left-handed pitcher.
He's just like a physical freak, and I like the guy a lot. It's just so embarrassing how bad against lefties that he is. All right. Next team up is Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And Derek Van Riper, I completely agree with this one. Adam Duvall.
Okay, this says Brian McCann.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Another thing to think is Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp is on the Cincinnati Reds, so that's not the right team. But Adam Duvall, I did that for a second.
That'll happen.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Who's the catcher, then? Flowers?
Yeah, I think it is Flowers. Let me. I'm pulling up Ross Resource. Should have done this on the break.
I like the idea of McCann behind the plate, if he is behind the plate at all, and Duvall out there. I like Duvall.
Yeah, I mean, Duvall's not a great fielder, but yeah, I think that
that's why you want him as a DH.
Yeah, that could definitely benefit him.
Here's one.
Yeah, it's Flowers is the other one.
It is? Okay. This is an interesting one, and because, again, this he does say these are the biggest part-time winners, so it's not just the guy that takes the DH spot. Because
I think it's playing time winners,
ET. Yeah. Because for Chicago, for the Cubs, Ian Happ is the biggest winner because Kyle Schwarber would move to a DH spot. So then Ian Happ would be an everyday player.
This one just says Schwarber.
So. Yeah, well, and Schwarber is the guy that becomes the DH. But DVR's credit, the biggest beneficiary would be Happ. If Happ was a 100% full-time player, like where does Roster Resource have him? Do they even slot him in the starting lineup right now?
Happ? I don't think so. I'll check. But
yeah, because I don't think so because it's... Well, I mean, I guess Russell's always a big question. If Russell is, you know, not doing horrible things and they're giving him an
out. He's a big question mark. He doesn't tip well.
No, he forgot about that. Is he the worst tipper?
He's not the worst, but he's up there.
Who's the worst?
Quinn McCracken is pretty bad.
Oh, okay. A baseball player. There's a theme. Baseball players.
Yeah, let's see. They've got Ian Happ starting in center field. With Albert Almora on the bench right now.
Man, so. I just don't trust it. I want to look here. I want to see what FanGraphs has projections on. I want to see Steamer's projections on at bats because I'll bet you it's not over 500. And
perhaps no, probably not.
Let's see why internal error.
They got Bodie also.
PC load letter. What the? This isn't working.
What the apparently. F does PC load letter mean?
FanGraphs apparently has a. Has a 500 internal error when Ian Happ is breaking the system. Bogman, I swear to God, let me tell you something. What's going on here? I want you people to understand something that is happening right here on Info League. I want you guys to know what's going on here. We have a timer that times out our segments. Our timer said 16 minutes and 41 seconds. That was not counting music. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, folks.
I'm getting the same thing from FanGraphs.
Of course you are. Let me tell you something, folks.
Let me tell you something.
16 minutes of audio is what actually happened. Not 16:41, like this Lion Software said. 16 minutes of audio is in that first segment. You can go check it. It's on the record. Don't let the people lie to you. Just now, guess what? We're talking about exposing Amazon. Guess what we can't do? We all of a sudden can't get on FanGraphs. Is it a coincidence? I don't think so. Is it the lizard people? Most likely.
Lizard people.
Sorry. I'm just all worked up. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, seriously, that happened in the first segment, and this is happening. So I would imagine he's projected around 500 plate appearances. If you got him a full 600, he'd be a lot more ripe for drafting. Let's check one more thing.
447 plate appearances, 383 ABs. With 18 homers.
How'd you get one?
I just went to Steamer projections on FanGraphs. That didn't have the error. So I'm looking at it by team. So I just have Happ pulled up here. So 17 doubles, 18 homers, so 53 runs.
What was the plate appearances?
383 or 447 plate appearances, 383 at bats.
Yeah, I mean, if I got 600, the guy is going off 250 plus on NFBC right now.
Right.
I think if you had a full-time 600 guarantee, almost it's not he's not a Baez, but I think he would be.
Well, he's definitely a bounce-back candidate. Well, because he will start. You know,
well, he'll start games
right now,
but he will not guaranteed to start all the games. And if he was,
no, he's not. But the whole point of what I'm trying to say here is like he has a shot to make up because he's kind of one of those forgotten guys, like you just said, the Welsh going after 250. I mean,
I'm saying
that's
he would be
down there.
He would be inside the top 175, maybe even 150. I think draft wise. If there were guarantees, and it's hard with the Cubs, and they never are guarantees.
Didn't he hit the first pitch of the season for a bomb last year too?
Yeah, he's stupid.
Against the Marlins.
Yeah, he's dumb. And you know, then they would just put a guy like David Bodie, who would be kind of that like the little utility player that they can kind of move around. So, but there are just no guarantees. So that's what makes it kind of blah. But I think this is dead on. Ian Happ would benefit, and Schwarber just get him off the field. You know, get him off the field, man. Just let him hit. He'd do good. All right, you ready for next one?
Let's go. What's next?
This is interesting to me because when I first read it, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but now I get it. Cincinnati, Derek says Nick Senzel, but he says a floating DH. So this is nothing to do with the DH. It's about Nick Senzel being guaranteed the playing time. And, you know, the guy that wouldn't get the gig, which would be like a, like a Scott Schebler or Matt Kemp, finally. One of those guys would be a floating DH, which I think Matt Kemp would be somebody that would benefit. What does your article say?
This says Matt Kemp.
Oh, ooh, look at that. Look at the smart guy over here. Colorado, of course, Mark Reynolds.
You know what? It's funny because this says Daniel Murphy, because Mark Reynolds will play the field and then Murphy would DH.
Or Garrett Hampson. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they got a lot of options.
I think Murphy would DH just for the simple fact that he's had so many nagging injuries over his career. They'd so it just makes sense.
Two. They just flip those two from a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think would be fine just as long as you have their bats in. The LA Dodgers. Alex Verdugo with a floating DH again. What do they have?
This says Max Muncy.
I mean, he's, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think that's a benefit. I just think, yeah, maybe he DHs. I'm not sure it's a benefit to him.
Well, he got kind of platooned at the end of last season when Turner was healthy. So I think.
Well, they also had Dozier.
Right. And our buddy Seeley is kind of concerned about Muncy and the playing time too, because right now he's, slated to play first with Bellinger in right and then Chris Taylor at second. But if he doesn't work out defensively, they can always move Taylor back out to the outfield.
Yeah, Taylor can go play center and then Muncy would play second. I actually read that they were talking about Muncy getting a decent amount of time at second base.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense too.
Right, if you go look at roster resource, I think Muncy is... I think he's lined to be the second baseman, right?
They got Muncy at first and Taylor at second.
Losers. All right.
Bellinger and right.
This is embarrassing. The Miami Marlins, Garrett Cooper, Peter O'Brien. How embarrassing.
Peter O'Brien. You remember Peter O'Brien?
I do, of course. I have multiple like autographed cards of Peter O'Brien when he was a Diamondback.
God. This says Martin Prado.
Oh, mermaids. All right. Mermaids? Milwaukee. Yeah, don't you say they have mermen now?
What? Who has mermen?
Type in Miami Marlins mermaids.
No. Why?
Type it in.
Am I going to just in the Google machine?
Yeah, the Google machine. Just type in Miami Marlins mermaids.
Miami Marlins mermaids.
Tell me what you find.
What? They're going to have cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. Why would you have baseball cheerleaders?
Well, what do they really want them to get banged in the head with a line drive or something? Where are they going to stand?
Who's going to watch them? There's no one there in the stadium that's going to watch them.
I'll watch them.
The cheerleaders might be better athletes than the players that are on the field.
Well, 100%.
They're minor league system. I don't know.
It's baseball, so.
All right, here's a couple more. We're going to go to break here soon. You've got Eric Thames in Milwaukee. Sure.
Same.
Yeah,
makes sense. Look at that. Boom.
This is 100,000%. Peter Alonso would be a huge boost because then Todd Frazier could go to DH.
Well, yeah, this says Todd Frazier as the DH.
That's what this says. It's just Peter Alonso is the guy that gets the boost.
And it could be Cespedes later in the season when and if he comes back from the weird heel surgery.
That is another fascinating portion of this because... Like, they just want to move on from Cespedes, but if they had a DH spot and they could throw him there, I wonder if that team wouldn't, like, be so concerned with moving him once he's healthy, because that's all they're
gonna do. And would he come back a little sooner, you know?
Exactly.
He doesn't have to play the field.
That's exactly right. If he could just say, I mean, it's things that could, this is probably part of the reason the committee is talking about this. Philly, they got Scott Kingery or Aaron Althier, so I think you could all say Nick Williams, maybe, if Althier went in the outfield.
Right. This says basically, it says Franco, but it would be because Kingery takes over at third.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Pittsburgh, Paris, Lonnie Chisenhall or Jose Ozuna.
Says C-Dick.
Okay. Here. Yeah, that makes sense. San Diego, Franmil Reyes, because interesting, they say they would put Will Myers at DH. I think Franmil Reyes would DH.
Yeah, he could. I mean, they could put whoever at DH. So, I mean, Myers is moving back to the outfield, but this also says Franmil.
Okay.
What did the Cardinals say for years?
Jose Martinez. We hadn't quite got there. Chris Shaw and Mac Williamson for San Francisco. Who cares? Jose Pablo. Martinez. Pablo.
Pablo.
Is he still playing baseball?
still on the Giants roster.
He's on roster resource?
I don't know. I'll look.
No way.
But this article says Pablo.
What's that article?
Pablo, honey? You remember Pablo, honey, from the Jerky Boys?
Yeah.
Jose Are you Martin, washing your ass?
Here's the biggest one. Damn it. Here's the biggest one, though.
Yeah, he's still on the roster, dude. Pablo, honey.
That's embarrassing.
Washing his ass right on the roster, right there.
Embarrassing. Washington would be the leader of the clubhouse because they got Matt Adams. I mean, Mr.
Pinchot. Yeah.
And Howie Kendrick in a platoon. They say that Adams or Zimmerman could DH. Washington would be in such a great spot if the DH.
A balloon of Coke.
Yeah, that's right, what they would do.
In that DH spot. That's
but here's the deal. It all doesn't matter. This is fun speculation. What it does come down to is this committee needs to figure it out, fix it, and figure it out immediately.
Fix it, committee.
So whenever you do decide to, by the way, all of my Twitter suggestions now are for me to like people named Christian Walker. That's just all Twitter.
Ah.
What they need to do is make the decision and give teams 2 to 3 years to adjust roster wise, whether it's through free agency or whether it's through the draft. And personally, this would, I think, be one more step better to probably helping. You would hope it would help competitiveness as far as maybe teams being more aggressive in free agency. But at the same time, maybe, and this isn't bad, maybe it would be a push for these teams to play some of their younger players to get their bat in the lineup. Something to think about. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. Maybe a little bit more of this discussion and one of the big baseball players that's going down for 7 to 9 weeks. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Have you ever wanted to read a book? Well, you can now.
R-E-D-A-B-O-O-K.
You can now on Amazon. That's all that you can do, though. It's a 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates book. It is out right now. It's published by Bogman and I, but you've heard it 4,000 times. But guess what? I didn't have a read here, so I self-inserted a read. And you can get the paperback on Amazon. They're suppressing our ebook, but you can get the PDF over at inthisleague.com. Buy. Just buy it. It's cool looking. It should be so much fun. You're supporting us. And the only possible way for two things, that there's another baseball version or there's ever a possibility of a football version, is that this doesn't like book doesn't like just do okay. It's got to do beyond okay for us to ever even consider. Because right now, I think at this moment, we're close to out.
Yeah.
On doing it again.
I'm out.
Yeah, we're out. So, all right. So we're
both, I'm all the way out
at
right
this
now,
moment.
So.
We're out with all the drama of releasing the book. Amazon has taken a week to publish. If we hear all the amazing things and everyone buys it, maybe we're back in. I want someone to buy it this hour.
Season. It's the highlight of our season already because it's going to be an unbelievably long year to be an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. The Welsh. My buddy sent me a text today, and it was the 2019 Fan Fest lineup for today.
Dude,
as we're doing this,
I skipped for it.
The D-bat. Yeah, why would you?
Well, I went to it last year. I took my son. We went, and he met Taijuan Walker, and who else did he? Embarrassing, met Alex Avila, and he
meet played Shelby Miller.
No,
keep him away from that team if he's meeting all those guys.
Oh yeah, you're right about
that. Your son is the bad luck.
We didn't meet. He didn't meet Goldie though. So.
Yeah. Was just did he meet Mike Hazen?
No. Didn't meet Mike Hazen.
You sure?
But like we went to it last year. There were 4 million people and it was at the Salt River Stadium. The parking was horrendous. 4 million people. The lines to meet the players. I mean, you were lucky if you could stand in one of the lines to get
to one
group.
At least it was freezing, I'm sure.
It was cold, so that's nice. And they also swapped out players. It happened one time where we were standing in line to meet a player, and then midway through the line, they just swapped out the players, and we were like, you know, it's okay. It's just all okay. I got a PR release on their fan fest. First off, they wanted to know if I wanted to cover it, and I LOL'd. And then I looked at the lineup, because I was like, maybe I'll take my kid there again. I looked at the lineup, and I was like,
well, who do you think the first player they have listed for the Diamondbacks is?
Oh, I think it's like Randy Johnson.
Well, Randy Johnson is in there.
Yeah,
but
it's like old Diamond. It's like someone who doesn't play for the Diamondbacks.
Freight Train David Peralta. And then the next is Hollywood Archie Bradley.
Oh, my God.
Lambo Jake Lamb. Bob Robbie Ray. They have all these stupid nicknames for everybody until they just get down to where they just stop doing it. They're like, and also John DuPlantier.
Tomas.
Jazz Chisholm.
Is John going to be there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Was he there? I don't know. It's embarrassing. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what you were getting at is like that not only do we have to endure this as a season, but we have to continuously care about baseball far beyond when we really should.
They did their giveaway list, and they had one cool thing on there. Did you see what the cool giveaway thing they're going to do is?
Dude, I looked and I saw the people that were going to be there, and I deleted the email. I didn't look at anything else.
No, I meant like during the games, like the pregame stuff that they give away. They came out with that list.
Oh, you mean their promotional thing?
Yeah, the promotional items.
I saw that they have, I did also get that email. I saw they have a Game of Thrones night and a Star Wars night. That's all that registered, and then I deleted the email.
They have a Haboob snow globe. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I want one of those.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the highlight of the season, and of course they're
playing?
Giving that away in August.
Who are they playing?
Probably the Padres.
Nah, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Cost
much.
You $4 to get in, so
I don't want that much. We got the Goldie Han Solo bobbleheads.
Yeah, but we only got those because our guy Jag gave them to us.
That's true. We didn't even go to the game. He just gave it to us. So
no, he's like, yeah, me and my wife came here to watch the Dodgers, and they're giving away this crap. Why don't you take
it? He's like, I don't want it. I don't want this garbage Diamondback stuff. He's like, I don't like winners. So
yeah, I mean, it's very nice of him to give it to us, but I do remember that when I got mine from his, it was in the middle of a Haboob, and I was coughing for the next week to get all the goddamn dust out of my lungs.
Maybe that's your problem right now.
Could be.
You're still Haboobed.
I'm Haboobed?
Yeah.
I'm definitely boobed, but maybe you don't think I'm Haboobed.
Maybe you got a habitual Haboob.
Habitual Haboob.
You know, a lot of people listening don't know what a Haboob is, by the way. It's a giant sandstorm.
They didn't start calling them Haboobs until like 5 years ago. They were just dust storms.
Yeah, I shall remember. I've been through dust storms forever, but Arizona gets, I don't know really any other place I've ever seen, but there's obviously so much, you know, just desert landscape and whatnot.
Well, New Mexico, Nevada, they get them too.
Oh, okay. I guess just because we get littered with them and there's all news
parts
about
of
them.
California and Texas.
And they happen during baseball season, so there's like a Diamondbacks broadcast and it gets shared, and then SportsCenter, everyone likes to say Haboob and they LOL. Right. But they're these huge walls of dust, and it's essentially like a, do you ever see that awful movie where, Jake Gyllenhaal was pretending to be Persian?
The Prince of Persia?
Yep, Prince of Persia, exactly. He was appropriating Persian culture, and he was being the Prince of Persia.
He was driving a white BMW.
Yeah, there's like a big, they go through a big Haboob in there. That's like what it is out here, except less dramatic and no like evil spirits come out of the dust.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of The Mummy, but there's no mummy.
There's no mummy, exactly. It just, you can see, it looks really scary from far away, and then,
well, it sucks to drive in.
If it's a bad one, everything will go like blurry, like you can't see anything, and it is a whole ordeal. And now it's going to be a product that Arizona Diamondbacks are going to benefit off of.
And my favorite thing is when they say, turn, you know, pull your car off to the side of the road and turn your lights off.
First off, I would never do that, and I've never pulled over for a Haboob.
It's like pull all the way over. And then hope no one runs into the back of you.
Yeah. I'm going to leave my lights on, so when the person does get within 5 feet, they might hit their brakes a little bit.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Ridiculous. So yeah. I don't remember what that had to do with the book, but we have to understand.
Well, it was just the book is a highlight of our season because the Diamondbacks are embarrassing.
Yeah. I want through hour two, I want 10 copies to be sold.
Okay, I like that.
I'll even take one copy, and someone just tweets that they bought the copy right then, though. Don't lie or
cheat. How about
cheat.
One person buy 10?
Ooh, okay. They got to pay. Yeah, I like that. Just somebody tweet that you bought the book and make our day. And like what I say on the baseball podcast, Bogman's treat him like a princess. Buy the book.
Treat me like a princess.
We're not going to do the hook the whole time, though. We're just doing shtick, so you don't have to tune out. One thing that did happen, this multitude of things. This is obviously a very, very, this person was involved in a very high debate in the book, and he became a big part of a conversation on one of the most recent mock draft episodes we had, and it was about what the first round looks like. And, you know, the first two picks are absolute locks in any format. It's Mookie Betts and Mike Trout, outside of maybe I'm not going to argue if you want to say points league and the pitcher, but those are the two guys. Then we said easily the next tier is Jose Ramirez. But at one point earlier in the season, number four on was a little bit of a question mark. But over the last like month or so, it kind of became clear that the clear cut number four player was Francisco Lindor. He was the guy. And then at five is where everything started to come into question. You know, what do? You want to take Arenado? You want to take Turner? You want to go with JD or Yelich or whatever? Anything in there is the question. But now, Francisco Lindor suffered a strained calf while working out recently. I don't think it was out here in Arizona. And now the Indians believe he's going to miss 7 to 9 weeks of action.
It's a weird timetable.
7 weeks, by the way, would lead right up to opening day.
Seven beers, man. He sounded like, who was it that said, Dave Chappelle, remember? When he's like, why do white people always count how many drinks they've had when they're telling you about all the drinks that they've had?
That is me.
Six shots of Jaeger,
four, man.
Four bong rips. Seven beers, man.
Well, by the way, I am drinking a beer. What do you think I'm drinking right now? Say it.
Stella Artois.
I'm drinking a Stella Artois.
Do you have to do the weird accent
It's a Belgian Stella Artois, and the dude told me to drink it.
God damn it, you creep me out.
So Lindor.
So weird.
I know. Here's what sucks is it creates a whole bunch of uncertainty now. You know, he is an immense talent. What was it? 30 homers, 20 stolen bases. Him and Jose Ramirez, probably the most dynamic 1-2 punch in baseball, especially from a fantasy perspective. He had become the number four guy. And this injury, it's only a calf strain. But that is like a tear, by the way. The 7 weeks, it seemed a little bit long, and that leads up to the start of the season.
I was going to say, let's not forget that this is what Donaldson came into the year with. A calf strain.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Bogman. Don't do me like this with Lindor.
Look, he's much younger than Donaldson, so the recovery time may make more sense for him. And this was a lingering issue for a couple seasons for Donaldson
and
coming up last year.
Yeah, he's breaking down.
Yeah, but this is the same injury. So,
and that's the question now.
Okay. Well, let's go by just position first. Lindor is going off at, I'm looking at ADPs on Fantrax, 4.79. Trey Turner.
NFBC, he's the fourth, by the way.
Yeah, the fourth overall, right.
Yep.
Trey Turner, 8.25. So that's the next lowest short. That's the next shortstop after Lindor.
Turner is going 10 on NFBC.
So who are you taking between those two right now, knowing that Lindor is out 7 to 9 weeks, which could put him right at that beginning of the season, or could have him, you know, a couple weeks into the season.
I'm worried about it, because
I think you have to be.
What I was going to say before was like, you have to, let's shave off the first week of the season. And this is also, Lindor is a killer athlete. There's no doubt about that. If someone could beat timetables, sure he could. Let's say the Indians play it safe and he sits out the first week of the season, comes back around the 9 week territory. If you miss a week, who cares? If I felt that there were no repercussions, I probably wouldn't move him at all. I don't think I would. But because of that thing.
But you don't believe that.
I don't believe it. And I'm worried that it pops back up. It kicks back up. It's something that follows him the whole season, kind of like you talked about. And speed has become a big part of what made his value so incredibly high. We did ranks in the book, and our ranks are going to be up this coming week over on Patreon. I don't think Lindor is going to be number four anymore for me. I don't think I can do it.
No, he's got to move down a little bit.
So if you're asking me, all things considered, I can't take if you said four Lindor or eight Turner, I'm taking Turner based on that.
Well, how about just straight up?
It might be Turner now, man. That's what I'm thinking.
I just want to know, like, because Manny Machado is right after Turner. Where is he on NFBC? Because he's 11.9 on Fantrax.
14.
So
there's three. There's three shortstops, though. It's I mean, I don't want to jump ahead. We can talk about Manny, but there's two other shortstops that are ahead of Machado that aren't Turner.
Now, who are they?
Baez, who qualifies at short, and
he's
Alex
going
Bregman.
Ahead.
Yeah, Baez is going 13 on NFBC, and Bregman is going 11.
All right. Well, because on Fantrax it goes Lindor, Turner, Machado, Bregman, Baez.
Okay,
that's how it goes. So, and then Trevor Story's going around pick 20, and then everything after that, Correa's up 40.
Here's the dangerous one. Let me throw this out real quick, and we'll keep talking about this. But like, In my brain, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, Lindor on the wheel would be so great, but look at Bregman being there too. You can't possibly take Bregman and Lindor together. Bregman just had a surgery. Now, he should be both these guys should be fine, but that type of risk, they're both going in the same spot. Would you rather take the risk with Bregman or Lindor? I think I'm going to still go Lindor. Over
Man, I don't know, because Donaldson made me look like such an idiot last year. I may just go with Bregman.
Here's the deal. Right now, if you had a draft, you know, in a couple weeks, or, you know, I don't know, even March 1st, if we don't have any updates, I think that's going to tell a lot. But if we start getting like, hey, man, he's ahead of schedule, he might even get in a game or two at the end of spring training, like that would make me feel so much better. And I would be back on track. Like, I might still maybe take a JD or a Yelich ahead, or, I mean, I'm really high on Acuna, but I'd feel comfortable with Lindor being somewhere between 4 and 8 if I got really positive results. But at this moment, it's fresh. We can't do that. Neither one of us can sit here and be like, oh, yeah, we could take him in the top 10. I think he's moved out of the top 10 just based on this risk. And that sucks. I hate doing this off of something that the guy could be totally fine with.
Yeah, I mean, he's 38 homers, 25 swipes last year.
God.
You know, with 129 runs. I mean, he was so unbelievably good. That's why he was easily a top 4 player. But
clear cut number 4.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely clear cut. So it's a tough decision to move him down, but I think you have to.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to tackle this. I mean, I was about to put out a poll, but I want a little bit more time for the results to talk about it. I put out a poll for the next In This League pod. We're doing some mocks this coming week, like a mock week. But I kind of want to see where people are at on Lindor right now. Like, what, after they've had a couple days to digest it, because it's a little too easy right now. I just don't see, like, if I were to ask, you know, between 4 and 6, between 7 and 9, or, you know, 10 and, I don't know, 14, I think 50%+ are going to say between 10 and 14.
Yeah, well, how about this? Would you take, Acuna is what for you, 5?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, so you would definitely take him over Acuna. He's 4 now.
4 now.
Right. Yeah, I think that line is like Turner, Yelich, Machado, you know, or Turner, Yelich, Bregman, however you want to look at it. So,
you know, it's really tough.
It's tough.
And like, I've come down just a tad bit, even though he's super consistent, on Nolan Arenado. Like, I still can see myself jumping guys like JD and Yelich above Arenado. I still feel like you're coming back to this like Arenado versus Lindor type of a territory. I just need a little bit of good news. If it's that 9-week territory, God, and also here's the problem. If you draft it and we don't have news, a little setback. You know what I mean? He got some workout in and then he had a little bit more of a setback.
Or no news, you know.
Yeah.
Just he's not available for spring training yet. And when he is, he'll be ready.
You don't lose fantasy baseball, which makes it so great with your first round pick, but it could really set you off, especially if the first round is going to set the stage for what you're going to do with speed.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's a big factor, too, because what if not much is affected except for the speed? Yeah. I mean, he's still got to lose a bunch because that was, you know, it's not the main part of his value, but it's a bit, it's close to 50% of it.
You know what? Let's do this too. When we come back, end of the hour is coming up here. When we come back, I want to take a look at the rest of the shortstop, because here's the other thing that I think makes a tough case for drafting Lindor at four anymore, is that the position is not deep. It's a relatively deep position.
Yeah, it's deeper than it has been.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. More In This League coming up.